This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Lok Sabha has been adjourned for the day following opposition protests over various issues, including the NEET paper leak case. When the House met after the second adjournment at 2 p.m., the opposition again started sloganeering over the NEET issue. Amid uproar, the report of the standing committees on coal, mines and steel was presented in the House. Union ministers also laid papers on the table. Later, the House passed a resolution to suspend Trinamool Congress MP Kalyan Banerjee for the rest of the monsoon session for using inappropriate language against women MPs. The presiding officer, Krishna Prasad Tenneti, said that Kalyan Banerjee made objectionable and unparliamentary remarks targeting women MPs, which has been formally brought to the notice of the chair. He termed the incident as highly objectionable and against the dignity and decorum of the House. Later, the Lok Sabha was adjourned till tomorrow. Earlier, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that the government is fully prepared for a discussion on the NEET paper leak issue. He stated that the government has been ready for discussion since day one. The Rajya Sabha has been adjourned for the day. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has said that in this era of volatility and disruption, the most visible stress is on supply chains. In his opening remarks at the ASEAN Post-Ministerial Conference with India 2026 in Manila, Philippines today, Dr. Jayashankar said that energy, food and health security can no longer be taken for granted. He said that both India and ASEAN are optimistic about the prospects and therefore the focus should be on opportunities even while addressing challenges.
In this era of volatility and disruption, the most visible stress is on supply chains. Energy, food and health security can no longer be taken for granted. Observing international law in that regard is therefore vital. 2026 is the ASEAN-India Year of Maritime Cooperation. At the same time, both India and ASEAN are optimistic about their prospects. Our eyes must therefore be firmly fixed on opportunities, even while addressing challenges.
The Indian Navy inducted the second anti-submarine warfare shallow water craft of the Mahe class, INS Malvan, at the Karwar INS Kadamba Naval Base in Karnataka today. Air Chief Marshal A.P. Singh, Chief of the Air Staff, was the chief guest at the ceremony. Vice Admiral Sanjay Vatsyan, Flag Officer Commanding-in-Chief, Western Naval Command, representatives from Cochin Shipyard Limited, senior naval officers and other guests were present on this occasion. INS Malvan is a second of the 8 anti-submarine warfare shallow water craft being constructed by Cochin Shipyard Limited with over 80% indigenous content. Indian Navy has commissioned the 7th warship this year and at least 12 more are to follow. Speaking on this occasion, Air Chief Marshal A.P. Singh appreciated the progress made by Indian Navy towards Atmanirbharta. In Sikkim, search and rescue operation is on for the third day today to evacuate people trapped inside the under-construction tunnel of the NHPC Teesta Stage 6 hydroelectric project at Samardung in Namchi district. Official sources said that 12 bodies have been recovered so far and 13 persons are believed to be trapped inside the ill-fated tunnel. Governor Om Prakash Mathur and Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamangole visited the accident site yesterday. The United States has launched strikes on Iran for the 11th consecutive night as Tehran warned the U.S. against targeting its nuclear facilities. The U.S. Central Command, CENTCOM, has said the strikes were conducted against Iran to further degrade Tehran's ability to threaten commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. CENTCOM targeted military operation centers, maritime capabilities, aircraft hangars, drone storage facilities, and military logistics infrastructure. In China Open Badminton, Lakshya Sen will take on Japanese player Yushi Tanaka in the round of 32 today. Meanwhile, Ayush Shetty booked his place in the pre-quarterfinals after defeating Indonesia's Alwi Farhan 21-17, 5-21, 21-17 in the men's singles clash today. In the men's doubles, Indian pair of M.R. Arjun and Hariharan Amsa Karunan lost to China's Wan Chang and Liang Weikang in the round of 32 today. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued red colour warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall with isolated extremely heavy rainfall over parts of Gujarat, parts of Maharashtra, Konkan and Goa till tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.